There's a beautiful song that Father Kent O'Connor recorded with some help of the children's choir that sings basically this first reading. There shall be no harm or ruin on all my holy mountain. How do we receive this passage from the prophet Isaiah? How do we receive it? Do we imagine, project it somewhere in the future, sometime when lions will be grazing on grass? Everything will be beautiful, everything will be at peace. Sometime out there in the distant future, my brothers and sisters, the first part of this prophetic word is given as one of the possible readings for every Mass of Confirmation. For every Mass of Confirmation, the Spirit of the Lord rests upon me, a spirit of wisdom and understanding, of counsel, of strength, of knowledge, fear of the Lord. This passage has begun to be fulfilled in our time. It is fulfilled in us, in the gift that we have received in the Holy Spirit. I can almost quote the gospel to you. Blessed are your eyes, for they see the fulfillment. There are many prophets and kings that longed for our day, when the gift of the Spirit was not just given to one or that one over there or this one in order to help the whole of the nation of Israel, but the day in which God would release His Spirit upon all who believe. It seems almost silly to ask this question, since I've made such a strong point. You ever had one of those days you don't know what to do? Don't know what to do, don't know what's going on, what you need to do next? Who do you turn to? Call home? Mom, I'm bored. I know I've been out of the house for 20 years now, but I'm bored. What should I do? The Holy Spirit rests upon you, my brothers and sisters, of wisdom, understanding, counsel, strength, knowledge, fear of the Lord. It rests upon you. It is God's gift to you, the church. And He pours it out in abundance. In the chaos of sin that we experience often around us, God breathes His Spirit of order in order to bring order to our hearts. Reconciliation, forgiveness, understanding, compassion. This is all fulfilled in us. This is all fulfilled in us. It's time that we take inventory of the gifts that God has given to His bride, the church, to recognize how He has blessed her. You are not weak. You are not weak. You are strong in God. You may have weaknesses, but you are not weak. He meets us in our weakness with strength that is beyond measure. Amen.